The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listen participation is strongly advised. Welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne by telephone, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Email Joanne. RealityRadio101@yahoo.com. And now, always updating her education, just back from an international garden show, Joanne Shaw.
Hello there, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101. Happy New Year, Gary.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
I'm sorry to hear that people missed me while I was away for a couple of
weeks. They did, actually. So, they were wondering what's going on.
Yep. So I'm back, and I want to, you know, thank everyone for traveling with me on this journey as I explore how this gardening show is going to work in 2015. I'm really excited about it. And as you mentioned, it wasn't really a garden show necessarily. It was it was a National Landscape Designer Conference. So there were some landscape designers from all over the world there today at a conference out by the airport. So yes, I just dashed in a few minutes ago.
You did. I knew it was something good you were at. I wasn't sure.
Yes, the challenge getting from the airport to the 407, I can never make that connection. I don't know what the trick is. So I got stuck on the 401, but luckily it was a clean, dry day and we were good to go.
We are good to go. Now, before we are good to go, do you have any resolutions for 2015 that you want to share with any of your listeners?
Oh, that's putting me on the spot.
It could be about plants.
Yes, not really about plants. I think in my life, I'm kind of my motto right now is keep it simple.
Yeah.
I think of the simple idea first, and then I think of all the ways to make it more complicated. So I think my motto for 2015 is to keep it simple.
And that's always better.
So, yes.
It is.
Yes. So that's what I'm going to try and do. And it was great. We did some neat, listened to some great speakers today at the designer conference. And there was another one kind of how to talk with figuring out your personality and your customer's personality. So when you're talking to different customers, figuring out. So it was some really interesting kind of sales training we got
nice.
Today too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the speakers I was mainly looking forward to speaking, and you'd be interested in this, her name is Julie Messervie, and she designed the Toronto Music Garden that is downtown.
Oh,
she designed
yeah.
it with Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah. So she gave us,
very
so
nice.
She's very, I've been to the gardens. I'd like to go back now. But it was really interesting looking at the background of how it came to be. They first tried it in Boston and failed.
Oh, wow.
And then they brought it to Toronto. So she even had this little video that they put together at the time recording how all they went through to get the funding and get everything. Mayor of Toronto was Barbara Hall back then, but they got it done. And it's a really neat garden downtown around the waterfront.
And you see, everybody's got a project.
That's right.
You have a project. You have lots of projects.
Lots of projects.
And
yes.
this is one of those projects.
Yes.
But everybody's got a project trying to make it work.
That's right. That's right. And in this new year, I'm sure everybody is in the process of taking down their Christmas decorations and doing that big declutter and cleaning out their house.
Not us yet.
That type of thing. Yes, I got to see your decorations, so that was good.
You didn't see our real tree, though.
I did.
Oh, you
yes,
did?
Yes, yes.
We
I
have
got
two
to
trees.
See it. It's beautiful. And the fact that it's a real tree, I think, is great. I miss that. I really do.
Wow.
I really do. As my son said today or yesterday when he was vacuuming up, because we have an artificial tree, one of those cheater pre-lit, you know, artificial trees.
They're nice.
But it is very nice. But then I told him he had to vacuum because of all the needles. And he finishes vacuuming and he looks at me and goes, I thought artificial trees weren't supposed to
shed. Yeah, I know. Yeah, really.
And I said, yeah, tell that to the tree. So
you know, you might as well get a real one, right? Yeah, if you're going to vacuum now.
I think so. I think that's what his point was, right? So, and we were talking about the big hockey game is on tonight.
Yeah.
And that was how we surprised it's hard to surprise for Christmas a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, but we were able to do that. And we took the boys on the VIA train and took them to Montreal Boxing Day and the day after to catch four of the juniors' games.
Where did they think they were going?
They didn't know they were going anywhere at all.
Well, I mean, once they're on the train.
Oh, no, they opened the gift. So
okay.
It was
okay.
Christmas morning, yeah.
Okay.
So it was. They didn't know. We even had to take, because we were leaving first thing Boxing Day morning, we have a dog. So we actually had to take, we didn't have our dog for Christmas because we had to take the dog to the dog sitter a few days before Christmas.
Ah.
And they wondered why. And I just kind of kept saying, oh, the dog needed a break from us and the dog needed a holiday. And they were like looking at me like mom lost her head, but they didn't question and they didn't even think that we were going anywhere.
Really?
And I kind of played the mean mom card because I was actually sick before Christmas and I needed to nag them to walk the dog.
Yeah.
And so I kind of said, and he's my one son said, I think you're blaming us for having to send the dog away. And so I kind of, you know, hinted at the mean mom card, knowing full well that we sent the dog away so we could surprise them with this trip. So,
nice. And it went well.
It did. We really enjoyed the VIA and we really enjoyed the games. We got to see two of the Canada games and the US-Finland game that went into a shootout, and then the Slovakia-Finland game where Slovakia beat Finland. So it was we got to see some really good hockey at the Bell Centre in Montreal.
Well, you know, the game tonight, if people listening worldwide, this is the junior, whatever it's called. I don't
Canadian
call.
Juniors.
There you go.
Yes.
But, you know, it's not only, they're going for the gold tonight, right?
Against Russia,
okay.
Yes. And Slovakia and Sweden played for bronze earlier today, and Slovakia won.
And, well, the big thing is a lot of people say Canada is out for blood, not only to win the gold, but because of what Russia has done over the past year in the Ukraine.
Oh,
you know, and of course, Stephen Harper.
They're bringing politics into that?
They are. They've been doing it. And it's because, of course, our prime minister did the right thing. And he told Putin, you know, you have to get out of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
You have no right being there. And he pretty much snubbed our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. So they're out for blood.
Yeah.
Let's
well,
be honest.
They
That's what's going on.
Yeah. It's surprising that even though we think Canada does so well, they actually haven't won gold since 2009.
Wow.
So so this is kind of a, and they're home too. They haven't been home in a while.
And
so
what's the average age of the junior?
They're between 17 and 19 years old,
okay.
I believe. So yeah, they're not, somebody was saying on the radio, they're saying it's nice. And certainly it isn't good hockey. They are fast. It is not like an NHL game.
Yeah,
these,
I know.
Games are fast, and the fact that these boys are not being paid.
Right, it's in their heart, man.
It's in their heart. They're playing for the country, and it's really been a team effort. I think there's only two boys on the team who have not scored, so it's really, it's not like one kid is doing all the scoring. So it's been really great hockey if you're a hockey fan out there.
Do they ever fight in this
here? They're not allowed.
They're
no
not
fighting.
Allowed.
No
yeah.
fighting.
Okay.
No
good.
No hit from from behind. They lose a game.
Then I would watch it. See,
yeah.
I hate the fighting.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
like
sorry,
the fighting
I hate
either.
It.
Yep, no fighting. And it's
good.
Fast, and it's good, really good hockey.
Good.
Although I thought there was no touch icing, but there seemed to be something going on with the icing. But anyway.
Look at you
I
with
know,
the sports.
I'm a little sports nut of a mom, I have to say. I'm loving
wow.
it. So it's been really, it was really nice to be part of it and be at the Bell Centre and in Montreal. So, and those tickets were much cheaper than the tickets for tonight's game.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine. Yeah.
That's right. So
so welcome back.
Thank you.
And what do we have going? You have a very interesting topic to to talk about this evening?
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of, you know, again, it's January and nobody's out in their garden. But I think, as I was saying, everybody's trying to declutter and take down their Christmas decorations and clean. I know there's a lot of people who are ill. I know everywhere I go, somebody's coughing and I've still been up and down with it. So I think there's a lot of people wanting to kind of give their house a good cleaning, a good decluttering. And I wanted to talk about houseplants that can do some of that work for us.
Cool.
There's some real research that NASA did, actually. I've got some articles, and you can Google it on the internet as well. But NASA did some research on plants that could help keep the space stations clean and improve air quality. And that can happen in our homes as well.
Nice.
So they specifically came up with about 15. I kind of, again, as I want to really emphasize on the show, down-to-earth easy plants. So a couple of them are a little high needs, so I kind of left them off the list, as well as plants that I haven't grown myself. So everything I'm talking about, I've grown myself, and I know are pretty easy. And if not, there's a couple that NASA put on the list that were flowering plants, which are nice and pretty, but the flowering ones tend to be pretty short-lived. And again, so that to me makes high maintenance. So I just picked, I think I've got a total of 9 here to talk about. And they're pretty easy. So, and they do a great job. And I've got this one article I wanted to read to you about furnace, because you think everybody this time of year has their furnace filters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
And your average, this article was saying that the standard furnace filter will remove suspended pollutants larger than 50 microns. A high efficiency particulate air or HEPA filter will remove most suspended pollutants down to 0.3 microns. However, none of them will remove or completely dissolve VOCs. Even a carbon filter is not effective at removing VOCs, but houseplants can. So, it was kind of really interesting that says houseplants are also less expensive and naturally more attractive than any HEPA filter unit.
I know. I don't like staring at the HEPA filter near my fireplace.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Could you imagine someone bringing it in and just put that, honey, hang that like a picture.
That's right.
You know. Yeah.
So they can really definitely, and the other thing too is those filters, as much as they're good for the environment in the sense that they're cleaning our air, but then on the back end, they clog up our landfills, where at least plants, if the plant dies, then you can toss it out or compost it, and there's no problem there. So there's some real interesting science, actually. Again, the more research I did, you could really just see some science behind it. So I thought I would just talk about some of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know typically January, even in the nurseries, tends to be a slower time, and that does tend to be a time where they focus as well. And they usually get shipments in from Florida and such to get some fresh tropical plants in. So that's now's a good time. Again, don't leave it in the car while you're shopping, but pick it up.
Yeah, that's funny.
And get it home into your nice cozy house. So, I wanted to talk about some of those. Now, I haven't noticed, do you have some houseplants?
We do, quite a few upstairs.
Okay, quite a few.
And
okay.
You know what? I'm reading this while you're talking.
Yes.
And I'm thinking a lot of these plants that eliminate certain chemicals, I'm reading this, there's a lot of those chemicals being given off in our studios because of, and I'm thinking, I would just hit me. I'm going to actually going to get some of these and put them down here.
Yeah, there's a couple low light ones I can suggest for you.
Yeah, I need
that's
it.
Your dilemma down here is
low light.
Light, natural light.
Yeah.
So definitely I can recommend when we hit it, I will recommend it.
Okay.
Recommend which ones I think would be good for you. But yeah, and even like, so it comes down and it suffers a little bit. Because of the, it doesn't thrive necessarily because of the low light. And then you just kind of rotate them. So then you have one upstairs and you can kind of just rotate them. And I think I think it can make
great
it work.
Idea.
Definitely. You can definitely make it work.
Idea.
So forgive me for people who are diehards and that I left off the high maintenance plants out there. But I want to keep it easy, easy, easy for all of you out there who say that you have black thumbs or that you kill plants. So the first group is actually a really large group, and that's called Dracaena. So again, I'm going to have a blog up next week or at the end of this week about pictures of all these plants. So take them down if you want, or email me and I can email you the names and the proper spellings. But Dracaenas tends to be very common, and it comes in lots of different varieties. Lots of times it's a variegated leaf, kind of sometimes it's a really skinny leaf. Kind of almost reminds you of a palm tree, but much of the indoor palms, but much skinnier leaf and longer, like a spider plant. So the Dracaenas are, there's a Dracaena for every different light situation. There's some that like it brighter, more the lime-colored leaves. Anything with a lime-colored leaf will prefer more sun, and the deeper leaves can tolerate more shade. And the biggest thing with most of these plants, but also especially the Dracaena, is they don't like to be overwatered. So you definitely can just water sparingly. And it's incredible. A lot of our cleaning supplies, too, give off a lot of chemicals. I know that's been a big push a lot on the internet now, coming up with different ways to clean it, using vinegar and baking soda instead of using chemicals. So formaldehyde is a big one. I know, do you use those magic erasers?
I have in the past, but yeah. I have not in a long time.
Yeah, apparently one of the reasons it cleans so well is it contains formaldehyde.
Yeah, of course.
So Dracaena is, again, they come in smaller pots, but it's one of the ones that you can get a taller, you know, if you've got a corner of your home that needs a plant, even 2 to 3 feet tall, you can pick up a Dracaena.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's a really nice foliage on them, for sure, for sure. And now I did say no flowering plants. Peace lily, it is technically a flowering plant, but I think of it more as a foliage plant because its flower is fairly inconspicuous. But one of my favorites, and it is really, it does survive in low light. So that is one that you could possibly keep down here, but will tolerate bright light as well. And does take a bit more water, so it and it definitely kind of reminds you of a hydrangea in the outside, where when it starts to wilt, it tells you that it needs more water. It kind of tells you, instead of dying, it just kind of looks sad. And as soon as you give it some water, it perks right back up again.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, what I have done in the past with the peace lily, and I was doing some research online, and everybody's kind of skeptical about it, but I've done it successfully, is I've actually grown, I've taken off all of, I've given it as gifts. I've taken off all the soil from the roots. So I've bought a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Washed off all the soil from the roots, so now I've just exposed the roots, and I've put it in a decorative vase just in water. And sometimes you can even see them, people will put one of those betta fish in the bottom of the vase, so it can be, it can make a nice gift. Now, again, the life, it might not live as long as it might live in soil, but it's lived quite a long time. So I find it's kind of a nice, if you've got an area and like the bathroom counter, you don't necessarily want a soil pot with soil in it. You can keep, and that's easy to kind of top up the water.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can try your hand at just doing something a little different with the peace lily and putting it directly in water.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I'm reading all this stuff here.
Yes.
You did quite the research.
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Okay, doctor.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm going to call you Dr. Joanne.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll cover one more and then we'll take a commercial break. So
sure.
I always get these two mixed up. There's pathos and there's philodendron. So we're going to talk about them both today, but they are virtually indestructible and they are good for low light. And I've had them in my home. I think I worked in an office before kids, they had them and in the cubicles. And we could take, you could take cuttings of them and take them home and stick them in soil and it would grow. So it's really easy. They tend to be a plant, kind of very different kinds of leaves. So again, you can go from a solid green leaf to a variegated to more of a lime colored leaf. But they will hang, so they kind of trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an upright plant in a pot. So they are good for like a high shelf in the kitchen on top of the cupboards if you've got a space there and you can have it trailing down.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shelf in my kitchen where I have two of them at either end, and I had to remove them for Christmas decorations. And then as I was putting them back out today or this weekend, I actually put one in my office and I'm only going to return one to the kitchen. So so they're really nice the way they hang down. And again, you can keep trimming that and starting a new plant if you'd like. They we'll tolerate no low light as well.
Yeah.
Both spots have, I don't have indirect light in either my kitchen or my office. So, yeah, so that is good.
And so they're very, it's a very hardy plant.
It is. Yep. Yeah. And again, you can just start off with a small pot and then it trails. And then some people actually loop if it starts to trail down too much and you don't want to cut it off, then you can loop the end, like the very tip, back into the soil and kind of make a loop and it'll just reroot and kind of fill out a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing how nature works.
It is. It is. So the golden pathos is probably one of the more shocking ones, which has kind of got that yellowy marble look to it. And that would require a little bit more light. And they really are low maintenance. I mean, I do not baby my plants at all. I kind of let them tough it out. Stick my finger in when I think about it. If it's
keeping
dry,
it simple.
I add water. Yeah, I don't do babying. If you want to get into, plant food, you can. If you are that type of person that kind of do it on a schedule, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great because these plants are virtually low maintenance and they're doing the tough job of cleaning our air and purifying. You know, this one says it eliminates formaldehyde. I don't even know what half these chemicals are.
Mm-hmm.
Xylene, benzene, carbon monoxide, and more. So that's just from that one pathos plant. So
and bad radio. No.
So I've got a few more to talk about. So I thought we can go for a commercial break now.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. And I want it now.
Are you craving real authentic Italian food? Then crave no more. At Sina's Kitchen, you can experience the absolute best in authentic Italian food cuisine. How about a delicious veal or chicken sandwich on a bun? Or actual homemade lasagna and scrumptious soups? No time to prepare and cook a meal? Then try one of Sina's amazing frozen dinners that taste just as great as they look. At Sina's Kitchen, we do not fry our food, guaranteeing you the most delicious and healthy food available, bar none. We offer just 100% authentic Italian delicacies, made daily, right in front of your eyes. Come by Sina's Kitchen, located at 140 Simcoe Street South, at the corner of John Street and downtown Oshawa. Plenty of free parking in the rear. Remember, Sina's Kitchen will also cater all of your very special needs and events. Don't cook tonight. Just call Sina's Kitchen at 289-939-3383. That's 289-939-3383. Remember, Sina's Kitchen. Now that's amore. That's amore. Looking for a great place to go for excellent coffee and delicious treats? Come visit us at Three Steps Up Coffee House in Whitby. Our coffee is made with freshly ground free trade coffee beans that are brewed at just the right temperature for the ultimate coffee drinking experience. Try one of our mouth-watering handmade treats that allow you to enjoy a little slice of heaven. We offer hearty organic soups such as butternut squash with toasted almonds and sweet potato, carrot, and ginger. There is something for everyone, from healthy salads to gourmet sandwiches and delectable chocolate treats. Contact us to find out more about our amazing catering services. Find us at 605 Brock Street North in Whitby, Ontario. Licensed under the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. Open Mondays to Saturdays, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seating for private functions and events available. Contact us by phone at 905-430-7817 or check out our website at www.threestepsup.weebly.com. Three Steps Up Coffee House, three steps up to a perfect cup. The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, your garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. You'd hurt me, I guess you live in love. Only plans fly, you're bound to get burned. Oh, I've been mistreated, I've been used before. I get kicked in the face, till I come back for more. But I won't cry no more. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne by telephone right now, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Email Joanne, realityradio101 @yahoo.com. And now, back to your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Hello there, and welcome back. You're listening to Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. And I know Gary mentioned the phone number here, as well as you can also reach me on my website at joanne@downtoearth.ca. So if you have any questions or want any of the names repeated to you from the different plants, then please drop me an email and I'd be happy to follow up with you. So my next one, so we're talking about plants and how they make a great addition to our homes any time of the year. But I think especially this time of year when everyone's thinking about cleaning and I don't know about you, but cleaning and decluttering and kind of filling my bags for Value Village of, you know, clothes that I'm no longer wearing and that type of thing. Just kind of January we seem to want to nest in the, since it's so cold outside, and kind of tidy up. So I think just having something with energy and green and living added to our homes gives us a good natural perk as well. So I have a rubber tree plant, and I've almost been married. I've been married 24 years, and it was a wedding gift from my mom from a piece of her rubber tree plant. So that shows you how long they live. And I tell you, I do neglect it. It's in my dining room that we never use. It's in the corner. I forget about it often, but it is still doing fine. It is by a window, but it's a north-facing window. But it is, it probably if it was getting more sun, it would get a little taller. But they are easy plants, and they're quite neat in the sense that they've got much bigger leaf than the last few that I've talked about. And very leathery, hence the rubber tree plant. Very rubbery type of leaves. And they're actually evergreen trees from India. So they're very tropical looking. And so they kind of, like I said, they tend to say that they'll grow in full or bright light. Mine is definitely not in either of those, but it's doing okay. The one thing about that, because it's got such a big leaf, I find it does get dusty. So it is kind of a little high maintenance in the sense that you've got to kind of clean off the leaves every once in a while. But it does make for a nice, if you really want that tree look instead of necessarily like a houseplant look, you want something a bit more structure and firmer with nice big shiny leaves, then a rubber tree plant would make a great addition.
Nice. By the way, Kathy writes in from Orlando, Florida, and she says she finds that during this flu season, she keeps an abundance of houseplants going full time, and she says that helps with keeping the germs down in the house because it gives fresh oxygen, fresh air.
Well, thank you. That would be a great thing for us this time of year, especially in southern Ontario, where I guess in Florida, even with their warmth, it's cool for them, so they're still getting some illnesses. But that's a great addition to helping.
Right, because they give off oxygen. We supply carbon dioxide.
Yes.
And they supply us with oxygen.
Yeah,
so
That's
keeping
for sure.
The air fresh.
And it's keeping the air clean and circulating it, and anything we can do to help that in a natural way, for sure. So thank you for that. I think that's a great idea. I wonder if she puts them in the bedrooms, or she just
Didn't say that.
Okay.
So
well, if you're listening.
She's listening. Thank you.
Yeah, just let us know what your recommendations are for where we should put those plants.
Okay.
And what your favorite one is, Kathy. That would be great. So I mentioned rubber tree plant. And can you believe mine is going to be 25 years old almost?
And still in good shape.
Yeah, it's still in pretty good shape. And sometimes I think, oh man, especially in the midsummer when we really aren't using at this time of year, we're entertaining a little bit more, and Christmas dinner's in the dining room, so we use the dining room. But in the heart of summer, we do not go in that dining room. And I think, oh no, my plant. And it will drop leaves, like the leaves kind of fall. And I think, oh no, have I really done it this time? But it's still doing tough. And I think because it is such a woody plant, it's certainly not delicate. So it does definitely survive. Yeah. So like I said, people, I'm all about low maintenance and down to earth practical advice. So
you don't look low maintenance though.
Do I look high maintenance?
No.
So this is the next one every household should have. And I don't have one right now. And so this article got me thinking that I need to get one, is the aloe plant. Now, I think of the aloe is a plant most common, if you ever have a sunburn or a cut, we have a jar of aloe or kind of a tube of aloe that we use for those.
Right.
I did burn myself making soup before Christmas. I opened we've got one of those blenders that actually cooks the soup, and I took the lid off too quickly and burned my finger, and I ran upstairs for the aloe. But you could actually have a plant where you just break the stem, and all that aloe jelly that heals your wounds is inside that plant. So I didn't realize that it was, it also did some air cleaning abilities. So that's great.
Wow.
The only challenge here is that it does require sun. So this one is kind of a full sun, a bright kitchen window, that type of thing. But I think it's definitely worth to have, regardless of your age. I was going to say anybody, especially with young kids that are getting little cuts and scrapes and stuff.
Yeah, why give it to the drugstore?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, come on.
Exactly. So, and I think it's cool. Well, I think it's cool for kids to know that they could just break, because it's quite a cool jelly, too. Even when you buy it in the pump or when you take it from the plant, it's quite cool. So it's very soothing. So I think it's neat. Another way to introduce plants to your kids by breaking off a little tip of that and putting the aloe plant on their boo-boo. I think that's a really neat thing to do. So definitely aloe has a double whammy. So I need to, my problem is I don't have a sunny window. So that has been my issue, but I'm going to give it a shot.
We'll have to get a contractor over there and put a sunny window for you.
I need to just rotate my house a little bit so that I get some more sun. So I think that's more than a contractor.
Yeah.
So, and the most people have seen this plant before. This one's true. It's called the spider plant. So, and this one is easy. Not only is it easy, but it makes new spider plants very easily. So when you start off with one plant, you'll quickly have several.
You sure it's not a bunny plant?
Yeah, it's kind of like that idea. So I know my mother-in-law grows them, and she's a very sunny condo, and I've got a lot of her little babies that she's kind of cut off of her plant and transplanted for me that sit in our bathroom window. So they tend to be very, very resilient. Really nice in that sense. They've got that spider look to them where they kind of drape over the pot. And if you look at it from above, it looks like a spider. And green and white leaves. So it's kind of nice. It has that variegation. And doesn't need, even with the white, it doesn't need a ton of sun. So it's pretty mobile in the home as far as light conditions go. This article says it has tiny white flowers. I wouldn't say it's a showy flower at all, but this article actually talked about, so it also gets rid of benzene, formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, and xylene, and apparently xylene is a solvent used in leather, rubber, and printing industries. So I'm sure we all have leather couches and rubber.
And you know about the printing industry.
I do know about the printing industry as well. So, and an extra bonus about this plant is it is safe for pets. Now, I think, pets get a bad rap in the sense that people worry about them eating their plants. But I think most pets don't. But certainly if you are concerned about that, or if you have a new puppy, you definitely want to do your research and make sure the plant is safe and or in a spot where the dog can't reach it, that type of thing. So I didn't research that on each individual plant. This one was just highlighted in this article for the spider plant, that it was saying that it's safe for pets. So that's good to know. And so that might be a good one for you to have down here, Gary. I think a spider plant.
Yeah, I think so. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And the next one also, so we got animals or insects going here. So between a spider plant, and then we're jumping to the snake plant, which actually has a funny second name called mother-in-law's tongue. And I don't know why.
We've always, you know what? Mother-in-law's tongue was a plant that my mother had, believe
yes.
it or not. When I was a little kid, 5, 6, 7 years old, for years we've had it. And I remember those plants.
Yes. Yeah. So very good. And they will grow in low light as well. And kind of like the picture here, kind of very long. They look like tongues, you know, standing up, very stiff plants.
Right.
And they will survive in low light. My experience is like this picture here, which you listeners can't see, but Gary and I have a picture of it. See how full it is? I find that when it's kept in a lower light space, they do kind of die out in the center, and it's not such a full plant, but they still live, and they mm-hmm. still put on a nice, they add a really nice texture too. I like how linear, if you're kind of one of those people that like, you know, nicely pruned boxwood hedges and symmetrical things in your home, and linear things, this is kind of a plant for you, because they can grow very linear, very upright. You can put it in a funky like a square rectangular planter and have them growing spiky all the way up. And I had to throw some design in there somewhere, even though we're not designing outside. I can design inside. So that's a funky plant. Or if you know somebody who, you know, is kind of nervous about houseplants and wants something easy but doesn't want anything messy and wants something a little bit more clean line and not too houseplanty, if that's a word, houseplanty.
We can make it a word.
Yeah, the
right.
snake plant could be for you, because I think it can, the way they grow, very upright and very linear, kind of look a little on the funky side. So that's good in the bathroom. Because it, even if it's a low light one, because it likes the humidity as well. So a lot of the plants will do well in bathrooms with humidity. But again, I've kept to the real easy ones that don't really require it as well. So
And I'm thinking this mother-in-law's tongue. I'm wondering how that name came about. Probably,
yeah.
You know, the mother-in-law who's like yelling and screaming at the son-in-law, and all you see is the tongue.
Yes.
How come you that? And they said, hey, you're a plant, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
It's funny you bring that up, because just the other day I was actually talking to Elaine about something, and I brought that plant up. I don't recall why or how.
Yes.
We were looking at something.
Okay.
But I do remember, you know, I'm 56 years old, and I do remember when I was a kid, that plant was around for years that my mom had.
That's funny, eh?
Yeah.
It's funny that, and do you remember the distinctive shape of it?
Yeah,
it
looks like the picture, but they were a little bit less tongues. There were 3 or 4 of them, but they were big and tall.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it definitely was probably kept in a lower light spot for sure. And I've grown those a few times, and you know, again, if they don't last forever, it's nice to have the plants. Like I have my rubber tree plant, or you have mm-hmm. that plant from your memory that lasted mm-hmm. a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But even if the plant lasts you, you know, a year, a couple of years, it doesn't owe you anything.
No,
you know,
not
you think
at
about
all.
How much it's cleaned compared to what we put in the cost of it versus what we pay for a HEPA filter or furnace filter. Now, I know we still need those filters, and those are important for our furnaces and things like that. But if you've got something as easy, you know, can buy a small houseplant for $5.
I know.
Really.
Well worth
it. If it's even add to a kid's room. Did Kathy email back? I'd love to know where she suggests placing them. But we're really not talking about a huge investment here. And I think the return on investment is huge.
And not only the filtering that this whole show is about, but it also, again, as Kathy said, it gives us oxygen.
Yeah.
So it could filter, which means absorbs these particular chemicals.
Yeah.
But it's also outputting oxygen for us to breathe that we need to live.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, for
so,
sure.
So, yeah.
So, and again, I think even just having, just like it's a boost. I don't know anybody out there who buys, you know, themselves flowers just to put on their kitchen table once mm-hmm. in a while. There's just something about a boost mm-hmm. Of having something living in your space. And we have so many home decorating things around the house. And now that we've taken Christmas down.
Yeah.
You know, I've taken Christmas down, but I haven't put all the other stuff back out yet. So yeah. I kind of have these wide open clean shelves and stuff temporarily till I can get my act together. And there's just something nice about just having something living.
Absolutely.
You know? I think it adds a decorative value, mm-hmm. but it also adds, I don't know, just a little pick me up. And I think we could all use that pick me up at this time of year. And in Southern Ontario, we're about to have a week full of deep freeze. It's been quite cold out there today. And Wednesday, they're saying it's going to be really cold. So
it's safe to say people that didn't bring in anything that they're worried about a frost. It's a joke, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Folks, all you folks out there that did not, as of yet, bring in anything, now you have a weed.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's right. Now you have something for the compost.
Yeah, there you go.
Straight to the compost.
There it is.
So I have a couple more to talk about. And the next one has got a really nice foliage to it, and it's oddly called the Chinese evergreen. So I don't know how that relates at all to the plant when I look at the plant, but it's got a really nice foliage to it. Also survives in low light. This is another one that would be good down here, Gary. Mm. And it's a really good one. And again, it kind of, like the peace lily, will send up these little spiky white flowers that are pretty innocuous. Like I think buy it more for its foliage than for its flower. This one, article even says it produces red berries. I've never had that happen where it produces red berries.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And but I definitely, I think it's really a neat variegated, real nice coloring to the leaves. So it's really worth it.
I'm going to have all kinds of plants down here, I guess.
Wow. Well, I think we'll start you off with two, maybe. Yeah, we'll get you a
I'll
spider plant.
That.
And,
yeah. We'll do
and
that.
And we'll get you one of these Chinese evergreens.
Okay.
So, and the last one is, it's very similar in a way to the pathos that we talked about earlier, or pothos, depending on how you pronounce it. And it's called a philodendron. And it's also a climbing, trailing type of plant. And this one, the sheet leaves are more heart-shaped. So it's a real kind of flatter leaf that's heart-shaped, where the philodendron, if you looked at it, or the pothos, is heart-shaped as well, but it's a little tighter. But this is another one. I really like the dark green, solid green. And also, again, I like the fact that you can put them high up and they trail down.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can easily cut it and share it with friends, that type of thing. So, yeah. So it's my ninth one suggesting. And this is kind of scary because it says they are particularly good at battling formaldehyde from sources like particle board.
Which is the whole studio.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah, well, all of our homes are in our homes made out of particle board. So
yeah,
it's
kind
of scary. The more that's the problem with some of this research, right? The more you research stuff, the more you're afraid of what you found out.
Yeah.
So I hope, you know, I've given you some ideas with these nine plants. And like I said, I've grown all of these nine at one time or another, and I can definitely say that they are lower maintenance. There's some other ones that are equally as good that are on the list from NASA, but I personally, if anybody's ever had a Boston fern or a ficus tree, you know what I'm talking about. They mm-hmm. are high needs. You might as well get a dog.
True.
So I thought I'll talk some more about that and some more about my landscape designer conference that I was at earlier today. So I thought
we'll take a commercial break.
We'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back with Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Long before you've pulled the sheets up, rested back onto a soft pillow, and drawn a curtain on the day, your body will have silently defended itself against countless threats. Viruses, bacteria, poisons, diseases, all are elegantly swept out of the usual routine. When life flows in harmony, the human body has a miraculous ability to heal itself. But What if you have a sense that this is not happening for you? Or maybe you feel that somehow your body is out of balance. Where are you at in terms of your health and wellness? Perhaps you have been diagnosed with a particular condition and you would like to explore alternative health possibilities for a synchronized holistic plan. What can you do? Take charge of your health and wellness by having a homeopathy consultation with a knowledgeable and experienced homeopathic practitioner. At his Durham Region and Toronto clinics, Dr. Joe Kellerstein can work in collaboration with you to arrive at positive strategies to help you feel more in control of your health and wellness. Contact Dr. Joe Kellerstein for an appointment at either 905-433-8666 or 416-484-1673. Check out his many informative health-related articles at www.drjoend.com. That's www.drjoend.com. Are you curious about your birth sign? Have you ever wondered about the most positive day to choose for a wedding or the best date to schedule an upcoming event? Have you ever questioned what the planets and stars have to do with your future? If you stated yes to these questions, then you need to consult astrologer extraordinaire Marilyn Mazzotta for your very own personal astrological reading. Marilyn is a certified professional astrologer with over 35 years of amazing astrological experience, providing her clients with enlightening consultations that are available over the phone or through Skype. Please check out the many professional astrological services that Marilyn has to offer at www.readingsbymarilyn.com. That's www.readingsbymarilyn.com. Why wait? Get a fresh and new perspective on your life. You will be amazed.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To send Joanne an email, email her right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, back to your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Well, thank you, and welcome back. You're listening to Down the Garden Path.
And by the way, Kathy wrote back.
Oh, okay.
And she just said she has, there's only one of the plants that you listed that she has in her house, which is a peace lily.
Okay.
But she says she puts them all around the house and moves them continuously and... You know, it just seems to help with the, I guess, the sicknesses, you know what I mean? Because it's giving out oxygen and clean air.
For sure.
Besides, as we talked about, absorbing all these chemicals that are bad for us. So, yeah.
Okay. And given that she's in Florida, lucky duck, Kathy, you can have some plants, you know, higher needs plants are for us are lower needs for you. You probably have some yuccas and some... even a ficus would probably do well in your climate, because even indoors in Florida, I'm sure your climate is going to be different than our dry heat and all those types of things. And so you probably can really benefit from some other plants that I haven't mentioned. So I definitely think these ones are lower maintenance in our, you know, Southern Ontario climates indoors right now. So
this is good information, though. I mean... You know, for the folks listening, and as you say, you're right, climate is different for different plants.
For
But all these plants can be, you can always filter air because air is being filtered in every climate in every country in the world.
Yes.
So why not do it naturally?
Yeah.
right? Yep. Instead of using machinery.
Yeah, definitely. So. And I think it's a little, you know, if they've got people out there who are scared of plants, and I've got lots of friends who say they're black thumbs and lots of customers that say they can't grow anything, then, you know, it's a $5 investment. Try
yeah,
a plant
big deal,
in
right?
your garden, in your home in January and see how you do. And you really, because I think people are afraid they're going to kill it or it's not going to do well. And really, it's a nice, easy way to start. Like your bulb, that amaryllis. I know we talked about in December some great gift ideas. And I know I brought you and Elena.
And it's going great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. I know I got one as well for a gift. And mine actually bloomed just in time for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And so I was able to get one bloom on it, and the second bloom just opened a day or so ago. So I've
nice.
Got, I'll have some pictures on my Instagram of those. So, so I can't wait. I think yours is going to be red. So yours is going to be a nice one.
Yeah, according to the box,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
But yeah. You know what I find really quick here is really strange is that, let's be honest, you are an expert at this. We'll say that because you are. And you push the low maintenance.
I do.
And where a lot of people in your situation would say, well, you got to do this. We like to do this. We like to transfer soil. And then we do this and we mix this. And people would always say, well, yeah, well, you're a pro and you live for this, right? But
yeah.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
But you're just the opposite, actually.
Yeah. I don't have the time either. I don't want to be
right.
mucking with that. I
yeah.
got stuff to do. I got two kids, a high maintenance dog. Three jobs if
I know,
we had this one. You know?
Right.
I just because I love plants and I love gardening doesn't mean that I like all the extra stuff.
Right, all
and
the
I
extra
don't wanna,
stuff.
I don't want to, I want to garden and I want to have plants, but I don't want them make work.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that are afraid to start because they're afraid of the work.
Yeah.
And that was something actually Julie Messervy talked about today. She was asking us, you know, she showed a picture. It was very, she didn't even know where it was in the world. And she said she travels a lot. So she looks out, you know, when you're flying and you leave on an airplane and
sure.
you look down at the homes and their little square lots.
Yep.
So she had this scene, which were homes, you know, she's obviously, the photograph was actually taken from an airplane, but almost landing. And there were all these little properties, all little white houses, all lined up in straight lines with all these little gray green squares in their front yard and their backyard and not a garden or a tree at all.
Right.
And she was kind of saying, why aren't people doing it? You know, and
because they don't want the extra work.
She was asking a room full of designers and the answers were various. You know, people that don't know, people poor planning, people are scared to do it.
Yeah.
People that are everybody spending way too much time indoors these days with their faces in a screen, whether it could be a computer screen, people that don't want to spend the money on their backyards. So really, she did a really great talk on gardens for everyone. So
yeah.
I look forward to, I'm going to just absorb some of my notes from her talk and I look forward to sharing those with you.
Very nice.
I did want to mention the one, as much as I was really looking forward to hearing Julie speak, and she definitely did not disappoint. We heard from a gentleman called Alex Reeford, and he has a garden that his great grandmother started in Quebec.
Wow.
Yeah, years and years and years ago. I won't give the statistics because I don't remember that. I didn't bring my notes in. I left them in the car. But it's in Grand Métis, Quebec. And they put on, so their growing season is even shorter than ours. So everything that we have blooming in May, their blooms in June. So his growing season is May 1st to September 1st,
wow.
really. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And they get good snow covering by November, which he said is actually better growing conditions, which makes sense. Because if you think of our plants outside, they're getting these freezing cold temperatures. And there's no snow keeping them warm.
That's right.
Right. We have
no
snow right now.
Right.
There's no insulation. Where he's getting, you know, if he gets the same or colder temperatures, all his plants have 2 to 3 feet of snow, a nice warm blanket. So it was really interesting learning about this garden. And they put on a festival from the end of June to the end of September every year. And for a little town, it looks like a very picturesque on the Gaspé Peninsula and salmon fishing and all types of things. But it really looked like a fascinating... So Google it. Anybody out there looking for something to do, Reeford Gardens. He put on a really good talk, and I'm looking forward to exploring that. My husband likes to fish, so I might be able to get there. And
excellent.
He can go fishing, and I can go look at the gardens. So... I look like a really another thing that came from the conference today. So the designer conference was today, and then Landscape Ontario Congress. So it's a kind of a 3-day seminar or trade show that goes on for the next few days. I'm going back again on Thursday. So hoping to find some more speakers and some more people that can appear on
Excellent.
Our show. I did meet someone today. Her name is Janet, and she's from the Kitchen Waterloo area, and she raises chickens. So I'm looking forward to having her on.
That would
she was
be a
really
great
keen.
Show.
Yeah, that it's
that would
really
be a,
become
that would
a popular
be a really
thing to have
good show.
Chickens in your backyard. So I'm dying to have Janet on, so I'm hoping we can arrange that for January.
That'd be great.
So if there's any other topics that you want me to research,
how can we get a hold of you?
Please contact me at joanne@downtoearth.ca.
Okay.
You can go to my website at downtoearth.ca, www.downtoearth.ca. Whether you send me an email, whether you log on to Facebook, see me on any of my social media, send me a tweet. I'm out there. And if there's something you want to talk about, you want me to a guest you want to be on, or if somebody out there is listening who likes to share what they their knowledge, I'm love to hear from you. I really
well,
would.
And folks, please, and we're out of time, but
yes.
please take advantage of that. Joanne is giving you all this great advice.
Yeah.
If you have to get a hold of her and you can't remember her contact information, you can always send us an email here at the radio station, realityradio101@yahoo.com, and we will absolutely forward it to Joanne. So, Joanne, another great show
yeah,
with a great topic.
This hour went fast. Oh, my goodness.
They always do, right?
Once again, you know, anything we want to talk about, low maintenance and down-to-earth gardening, please thank you for joining me on
absolutely.
Down the Garden Path.
So, all right, folks, you've heard it right here. Don't forget, go out and get those plants. Keep your air, keep your house clean.
That's right.
And do it the natural way.
Excellent.
All right.
All
so
right.
Thanks, Joanne.
You're welcome. Thank you. And
all
I look
right.
forward to talking to you next week.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.